Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to this week's segment of A Live Without Limits. Today's show is titled, How to Find Your True Calling. And the reason that we want to talk about this is because the job market has changed. And for many years, people just assumed that they would go work for the corporation and they would have a job for life. And that is no longer true. We've moved back to entrepreneurship. So it is important to understand what your true calling is, what you have a passion for, and how to use that to create an opportunity for yourself in the workplace. Are you pursuing the path of your dreams, or are you simply working to live? If passion drives you, let reason hold the reins, said Benjamin Franklin. Your success in life will be largely determined by your ability to find your true calling, the right work for you to do, and then putting your whole heart into doing it very well. You know, if you're doing something you really have a passion for, then it's something that you don't even consider as work. That's why actors and entertainers, they really love what they do when they have a passion for it. And when they're doing it, they're doing their job, and as long as they're giving you entertainment, guess what? They're doing their job. Even if it's on a soap opera and you don't like the storyline they have, they feel differently about them because it's work to them. The happiest people are those who have carefully thought through who they are, what they want, where they are going, and then decided exactly what they need to do to get to their goal. Asking yourself 5 targeted questions can help you home in on whatever path is right for you. What do I do easily and well? When you are seeking your true calling, you must look at the activities that have always been easy for you, but which have been difficult for others. Often, you will get comments and compliments on how well you do a particular task. You will be surprised when you hear those remarks because you now even thought about it that much. Okay, because you never thought about it that much. It just seemed natural to you from the very beginning. My daughter is a natural, spontaneous little actress. From the time she was 3 or 4 years old, she has memorized lines and acted in every school play and function that has ever come up. In fact, by the time she was 6, she was memorizing every line in the school play. Not only her own, but the lines of every other child. When the other children forgot their lines, Christina would whisper them and help them play it, keep the play on track. When Christina was 11 years old, she appeared at a city council meeting and gave a speech in favor of a permit allowing her school to expand. She stood up at the meeting on a chair in front of 150 adults and gave an impassioned little talk. As a result, the permit was granted, and Christina was on the front page of 2 newspapers the following day. What are the things that I have done in my life that have been most responsible for my success? In looking back over your work and your activities, what are the things you have done that have given you the greatest rewards and satisfaction? If you work for the company, what are the activities you have engaged in that have achieved the very best results for yourself and your company? Your previous success experiences are signposts pointing to the sort of things that you should be doing more and more. And if you want to deploy yourself more fully for greater happiness and satisfaction in life, what would I do differently knowing what I know now? if there's anything that you are currently doing that you wouldn't start up again, if you had to do it over, if there are relationships that you are in that you wouldn't get into if you could make the choice today, is there any job or part of any job that you are doing that you would not embark upon, knowing what you know, if you had to do it over? As many as 95% of people who are working today are underemployed, not working to their full capacity for themselves and their company. Only 5%, when interviewed, will say that they are working fully extended at the current job. Only 5% feel that their entire potential is being consumed and that they are working on the outer edge of their abilities. These people also tend to be the happiest, the highest paid, and the most fulfilled in my organization or enterprise. What work would I choose to do if I won $1 million cash in the lottery tomorrow? This is a question I sometimes ask my seminar attendees. When you hear this question, your gut reaction is a good indicator of where you are today and possibly where you should be going in the future. Most people, when they think of winning $1 million, think of quitting their current job and doing something else. There is nothing wrong with that, since most people have backed into their current jobs, taking them because they just happened to be there at the time a job was needed. Most people probably should be doing something else. Napoleon Hill once said, "The key to success in America is to find out what you really enjoy doing, then find a way to make a good living at it. What do you most love to do?" Successful people don't feel like they work at all. They are doing what they love to do, and they are so busy doing it that their work becomes their play. Their work life and their personal life blends together like a hand fitting neatly into a glove. There is no separation. There are totally committed individuals who are accomplishing far more in a shorter period of time than the average person who is merely going through the motions. If I were absolutely guaranteed tremendous success in any job I chose, what field would I go into? One of the major reasons people hold themselves back from doing what they are truly meant to do is that they are afraid they would fail in some way. And being afraid that you will fail is the surest guarantee that you will fail. But what if you absolutely guaranteed access in any field you chose? What would it be? What would you want to do if you had unlimited time, unlimited resources, and guaranteed success? The answer to that question should cause you to tingle a little bit. It should make your stomach flutter. It should send a thrill of excitement and anticipation through you that tells you this is the job you should be doing. Asking and answering the above 5 questions can change your life. You have within you talents and abilities so vast that you can never use them all if you live to be 1,000. You have natural skills and talents that can enable you to overcome any obstacle and achieve any goal you could ever set for yourself. There are no limits on what you can be, have, or do if you find your true calling. When you become one of the few people who are doing what you love to do, who are totally absorbed in doing something they really care about, you will make more progress in a couple of years than the average wage slave make. In 5 or 10 years, you will come to the attention of people who can help you and open doors for you. You will be happy and fulfilled in both your work and your personal relationship. You will have more energy, enthusiasm, and creativity. You will unlock your true potential, and your future will become unlimited. And remember, we all have unique talents that are unique to us. The problem is that so we are doing is we are living the life that someone else told us we should live, something that may very well have fit their personality. You know, what we often forget is that each of us have different personalities. Everyone is unique. The problem is that what happens is we tend to listen to the people around us, and they don't really know what your true ability is. Only you do. The fact of the matter is that they're basing it on generalities, and if you base things on generalities, guess what? You will never, never, ever be able to succeed at almost anything that you choose. But if you do things right, then guess what? You can succeed. So let's go over this and really flesh it out for the next couple of minutes. What do I do easily and well? Well, for one fact, if I'm talking about myself, guess what? I love to stand up in front of people. I love to help people. Now, the thing is that I have to learn how to ask for the money, because it's easy to give your time. But, you know, we all have to pay our way through life. Nothing comes easy. So if you have to pay for the roof over your head, for the lights, for the food in your mouth, guess what? You have to learn to ask for money. One of the things that I have done in my life that have been most responsible for my success, well, in my case, because I have a disability, it really depended on me going out there and making a life for myself. Being an entrepreneur may not have been my first choice. It would have been something that I would have gone into once I knew I had the financial security and money to fall back on. But I grew up in an era when there were few opportunities for people with disabilities, and I didn't have the family support systems. So I had to learn to pat myself on the back. And what I wanted to do was, because of the struggles that I went through in life, I wanted to make life easier for someone else so that they didn't have to struggle as hard as I did, that they didn't have to figure out what they were going to do when they were homeless. What would I do differently knowing what I know now? Probably some of the things that I would have done. And, sometimes you say, what would you do differently? And you hear people say, well, I wouldn't do anything differently. I'm not so sure. I knew that I did not want to move to New York with my mother when she moved to New York. But at the time, I was getting Social Security. And the check came to my mother for me because I was underage. I was only 18 years old, so I was just entering college, so I was still considered a minor. So in that case, the check did not come directly to me. It came to her. And then I had to ask her to help me. And my mother, I don't know any other way to say it, but she was just plain mean. You know, it was like she was so selfish and so self-centered, and it was, you know, she was very jealous of what other people had, and all she wanted to do was, you know, and I guess a lot of that was her own insecurities. And the one thing that I find is that people don't like themselves, and they're going to mistreat the people around them because that's how they're expecting people to treat them. And you know what you forget is people treat you exactly how you treat them. So if you treat them with such little respect, how can you expect them to treat you differently? So the thing that I would say is, if what would I do differently is part of the thing that I've always been is I was never like my mother. I was always trying to help people. When I had money, it was different. But when I didn't, I always would help them by giving them advice, giving them the information on where they could go to get help. But, you know, the difference is if you could do what you truly love to do, what would it be? Sit down and think about it. And think about how your life would be different if you made the right choices that were for you and not for someone else, because it is important that we all learn to live the life we were truly meant to live and not live a life that someone else dictated to us that we should live simply because they think that they know best for us, because they know best for themselves. But, you know, as much as we want to help our children, the best thing that we can do is ask them. Because if you ask someone, then guess what? You're showing them respect. And when you show them respect, then guess what? They will learn to show you respect. But you have to realize that you create your own problems in your personal life. And it all stems back on what is your self-esteem? How do you like yourself? What do you think of yourself? Because if you don't like yourself, you know, I tend to be on a board on Facebook from one of the soap operas, and there's a couple that I've sort of followed through the years, and she left, and they've kind of put him in a stupid storyline. And there's someone that gets on the board, and she will constantly bring over things that she doesn't know whether they're true or not, but she'll post them. And then when everyone gets on her, it's like all of a sudden everyone is attacking her. And they may just be saying things to her to help her be a better person, but because she just does not like herself, she just takes it as being an attack. So you have to realize that somewhere along the way, you are doing it to yourself. And unless you are willing to change, guess what? No one is going to change how they see you. So think about the things that you're doing and how you can change it and be a better person. Now, another thing to think about is, what would you choose to do if you won $1 million cash in the lottery tomorrow? And there's a lot of people that will tell you, I'll pay off my bills, I'll quit my... Well, you know, most of the people say they quit their jobs because they're not in a job that they really love to do. But you know, so many times, you know, you say, oh, I'll just quit my job and I'll sit home. But many a times it's that you have to be active. Your brain, we're a higher being than an animal. So our life revolves around different activities. An animal just forages out for food and for sleep, and that's it. You know, and to procreate, that's their lifestyle. That's the functionality of their brain. Because we as a human being, we have thought processes. We think things that we see around us affect us. We look at beauty and we can see beauty. So look at those things. Look at the things that you really, truly love to do. Because, you know, if you are doing something that you truly love to do, then it's not work to you. And right now, I can tell you this much, there are jobs out there. The problem is that these are more work-at-home jobs because companies have found that they can get the same amount of work done not by having someone in an office and having someone over them, but because of the computer, because of the Internet, they can provide the computer and the telephone, and they can reroute calls into your home through your computer, and then you can do the same work. But guess what? I'm recently joining in with and getting involved with a company that its sole purpose is to sell the exercise programs, and they're developing their nutritional program. Rather than they hiring people and paying them a salary to get those people that buy their exercise programs to also buy their nutritional program, what they're doing is they're setting up and doing through PDF training for people. And to become a coach, you need to be able to do a fast start, which is to have access to all of the products so that you can at least sample them so you know what you're talking about. When you talk to the client, then what they do is they will give you the questions on what to say. They will follow up with the customer. And then they want you to follow up with the customer. And guess what? every time that person buys the product, you get commission. Well, you know, and eventually they're looking to increase their number of employees, and they expect to expand all over the world with their products. And you know, they're still in pre-launch. They're still getting their bugs worked out, but they're giving advantages to the people who came in when they were in pre-launch, who were willing and had the money to upgrade and buy the coaches package, which is all of the things that you need, and then the fast start, which is the product. And then after that, all you have to do is be on an auto ship and be using their product, which, and the reason they did this is because they found that they had people that were buying their exercise programs, and they were a one-time customer, and they were going to GNC and to other health food stores and getting the nutritional products. Well, they decided, okay, you know what, we need to develop our own nutritional products, things that, and then we can make sure that we have this person not as a one-time customer, but as a long-term customer, that they will always buy. So there's two parts. Well, even training companies today, they have decided, rather than do it, than hire people. This is the trend. This allows you to work from home. You can make your own hours. You can set, but you have to be disciplined. You have to have good time management skills. Even when you work for someone, they give you a task to do, and they ask you to do it within a certain number of amount of time. And I get a newsletter from something called HARO, which is for reporters. And they're often looking for information from people who are experts in the field so they can write articles. And then what they do is they will credit you for giving them the information. And you know what? That also gets posted on the Internet, and then it links back to your name. And then what happens is that gives you that through the search engine, increases your credibility, increases your ranking, and the higher that you rank on the Internet, then when someone Googles certain information, your name or your business will show up. And guess what? That increases your opportunity for business because that's giving you the credibility that you need from someone else. So all of these things play into together, and we need to consider all of these things when we're looking for possibilities of employment. And one of the reasons that I got into this particular company was because of the fact that I have a disability, and exercise is what I need to do to improve my balance. And I found over the years that I had to change my eating habits, and that certain foods that I ate when I was younger just didn't agree with me. My body just doesn't process it well. So what am I going to do, and how am I going to learn to eat healthier? And it gets expensive if you want to go organic through the grocery stores. So why not do it where I'm getting a product that's a consumable that I'm going to use, and then I help other people, and then I earn the profit off of what they're doing. This is the concept of where the job market's going. And it can be insurance. It can be training. It can be health and wellness. It can be writing articles. In fact, what's happened is not only, but I'm on a site called Family Share that I've written articles for people on how to adapt your home to someone with a disability, how to design a home for someone with a disability, how to live with someone with a disability. This is something that I've lived. This is something that I know because when I was growing up, I was educated before there were laws in the books guaranteeing people with disabilities the right to an education. I am just lucky that I happen to have gotten an education because I had no guarantee years ago that I would. It was not until 1977 that they passed the Individual Disability Education Act. And when they did that for the first time, and it took effect in 1980, that was the first time that people with disabilities were guaranteed the right to an education up to age 21. Why they passed ADA is because of the Americans with Disabilities Act, which talked about accessibility and employment, was simply because so many people with disabilities were getting out of the school system wanting gainful employment and were unable to find employment. And one of the things that happened was when I was living in Atlanta, and in 1996, when they were bringing the Olympics to Atlanta and they were fighting for it back in for the 1996 Olympics, the head of the Atlanta Olympic Committee did not want to bid for the Paralympics. And the people misconceive. You've got the Olympics and you've got the Paralympics. And then you've got Special Olympics. People with Special Olympics are usually people with developmental disabilities, and everyone gets cheered, everyone gets a ribbon. And the Paralympics is usually people that are blind, people that were born with limbs, people who were injured, that were veterans, that were injured and lost legs. The difference is that they compete on the same level as the Olympics in the same sport, and people win medals in the Paralympics in the same way that they win medals in the Olympics, and they do the same type of training, and that's what separates the Paralympics from Special Olympics. And the problem is that people don't understand the difference. They just assume that the Paralympics and Special Olympics are the same, but they're not. And you need to be aware. And yes, that is my passion, to make people aware of the difference and to make sure that people with disabilities have the opportunities to succeed in life. So why am I doing what I do? It's because I love healthy people. And it doesn't matter whether they're disabled or not, because everyone is the same. The last thing that I want to talk about is if I were absolutely guaranteed tremendous success in any job I choose, what field would I be in? And I think I pretty much have been talking about that I have been in the social services field. My background is mental health and psychology and rehabilitation counseling. Rehabilitation counseling is employment counseling. So what I do is I'm a career and personal development strategy coach. That means what I do is I help people put together a strategy for success, and I help keep them accountable to achieve those things that they truly want to achieve in their lifetime. And you know, that's the biggest thing, is if you have self-esteem, then you're going to achieve and do what you truly want to do. But if you don't have self-esteem, if you really feel insecure, then you're going to basically attack everyone around you, and then you expect them to attack you. So you know what? Think about all of these things. Think about how and what changes you need to make in your personal life that are going to help make you successful. And remember, you can go to my website, and that website is the number one, personalcareercoach.com. And what you can do is you can sign up for both individual and group coaching. Because when you do so, we can give you one-on-one. And if you're as part of a group, then you would take part in webinars and monthly or quarterly webinars where you would have the opportunity to learn the skills you need to learn to change your life so that you can be as successful as you want to be.